Morning Ireland, 12 minutes past eight. At least 59 are dead, over 150 are injured. Most of the dead young people in their teens and early 20s. 15 people have been detained in relation to the fire which broke out at a nightclub in North Macedonia in the early hours of Sunday morning. The Interior Minister revealed yesterday the venue did not have a legal licence to operate and there was only one efficient exit in the building. The venue's back door was locked and could not be used. One local resident knew several friends who had been in the nightclub.
One of the girls that I know, she tragically passed away. It's devastating for the entire city and the entire country. I found out about one of my friends who survived. He's now being transported to Bulgaria. We think he's all right. About the death, it's devastating.
The details emerging from Cachani will, for Irish audiences, recall the St. Valentine's Night Stardust fire in 1981 when 48 young people lost their lives. Just last year, an inquest jury ruled they had been unlawfully killed. Guy Delaney is the BBC Balkans correspondent who joins me now. And Guy, this was supposed to be a fun night out. It ended in tragedy. But what is emerging now about what happened and why?
Well, when you look at where the venue was, Mary, it was in this town, Kochany, which is a town of fewer than 25,000 people. So you can imagine, if you've got a band like DNK, who are a popular group here in North Macedonia, and they turn up in your small town, in the nightclub in your small town, if you're a young person, you're going to be there. It's going to be one of the bigger events of the year. And the nightclub in Kochany wasn't a purpose-built venue. This place Pulse was a converted carpet warehouse. As you've already said, it was utterly inadequate as an entertainment venue in terms of any of the safety facilities you'd want. If you were looking at your young people and your family going out to a night out, you'd want them to be in a place where they're safe, where they're respected, and where if something goes wrong, that they're going to be able to get to safety. That wasn't the case with Pulse Nightclub. That was abundantly clear already that it was not adequately fireproofed and there were no emergency exits that people could use. So that was why we've had such a high loss of life and such a high number of injuries as well.
I want to talk to you about how that could be allowed to happen. No licenses, doors locked and so on. But first, let's talk about the dead and the injured. 59, could that rise?
Well, we've got an awful lot of people who are still in hospital. I've just been down to the main clinical centre in Skopje this morning. Got about 20 people in the main clinical centre still being treated, similar numbers in several other facilities in the capital, Skopje. We've still got a few people in the hospital in Kochany where only the less serious cases are being treated because they're just not equipped to deal with it there. Other countries have been coming in to help. We heard the young man talking about his friend going to Bulgaria, while other people have gone to Greece, to Turkey, to Serbia. We've had military flights coming in from Serbia, also expected from Hungary and Slovenia to take patients there. So other countries around the region have been helping out. And the North Macedonia authorities have taken a lesson here from Romania. You mentioned the fire in Dublin in 1981. Well, Romania had a very similar and equally horrendous nightclub fire a few years ago. And officials there were saying yesterday, please listen to us. You need to learn from our experience. Don't turn the help away when it's offered. And North Macedonia has been accepting that help. So with all of those different people coming in, you would like to think there'd be a greater chance for people to survive and recover from their injuries.
It's a small town in a small country, and North Macedonia will now have to mourn their dead. And there is, I understand, 7 days of mourning being declared by the Prime Minister. But then it is going to have accountability for what happened. So arrests and detentions are already taking place, Guy.
That's right. I don't think there's going to be an awful lot of patience either with the investigation. The people I was talking to last night in Kochany were at a candlelit vigil for the victims of this disaster. And there was a line of literally hundreds of people along the riverside in Kochany waiting in absolute silence to light their votive candles at this improvised altar that had been set up. And a few of them did actually talk to me after they'd done that. And they said, look, we are in 7 days of mourning, but come back to me in 7 days and let's see how the official response has gone. And we look at what they're doing in Serbia in response to their disaster that they had last November at a railway station there. and how that's turned into an enormous protest movement. If we don't get the correct response from the authorities, we should be doing something similar.
The Interior Minister has already been out making statements. So how is official North Macedonia coping so far?
We've had all the ministers out making statements, including Prime Minister Christian Mitsotakis, who gave very strong statements saying there would be no mercy for anybody who was involved with this disaster. It didn't matter what political party you were from, what your rank was, what your name or surname was, you would not be safe from investigation or prosecution if you were in some way responsible for what happened. And we've already seen a former minister of the economy be called in for questioning. We've seen several government officials, including people holding the rank of state secretary previously, who have been taken in by the police. So this has all been going on. But of course, it's also turning into a political row. There are people from some of the political parties saying, well, hold on a second, you're calling in people who aren't from the governing party, Vumero. What about looking at yourself and what your officials have been doing?
Guy Delaney, BBC Balkans correspondent in North Macedonia, thank you very much for joining us. It's coming up now to 19 minutes past eight.